News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Let's go across the water now. It is a big day for Andy Burnham, who is about to be made the next Prime Minister. Well, he'll be made the leader of the British Labour Party first. Really, it's a bloodless coup. He's ending up in charge without really any effort from anyone to stop him. Vincent McAvinney is a British-based journalist who's been following this story. Morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
The appointment of Andy Burnham, it's a fait accompli. It'll happen on Monday. And what is he? Is he the seventh British Prime Minister in a decade?
That's correct. He's the seventh British Prime Minister in a decade, a tumultuous decade, sort of kicked off with that unexpected Brexit shock vote. And as you mentioned, later on, he'll become the Labour Party leader. It's understood that he will pay tribute to Sir Keir Starmer for taking Labour from its worst ever election defeat in 2019 under Jeremy Corbyn to a landslide in 2024. However, there is reportedly no love lost between the pair. We're not expected to see them together at any point. The sequence of events on Monday will be that Sir Keir Starmer leaves Downing Street, he'll make a speech, he'll drive to Buckingham Palace, he'll resign before the King, and then the King will invite Andy Burnham to form a new government. Andy Burnham will then drive to Downing Street and give a speech outside Number 10 setting forth his vision for government, and then over about 48 hours he'll do a reshuffle and appoint his cabinet.
At this point, it looks like Burnham will hit the ground running. There's debate over who's going to be his chancellor, who's going to be in his cabinet. I do have to admit that I've been impressed by what he has done in Manchester. It's a city I visit very regularly for football reasons. And you can tell it's different to other cities in the UK. He wants to bring that energy with him to 10 Downing Street. But is that a fool's errand? Is trying to reform Whitehall like the six other prime ministers said they were going to do just beyond the capability of man or mouse?
It's not beyond the capability, but it's all about time frame. And to be honest, he only has 3 years left of this parliament. And is it the right call when you're sort of facing a sort of strong opposition, not just from, you know, the traditional party, the Conservatives? That opposition is quite weak still, although Kemi Badenoch is getting better. You've got on your left flank the Green Party under Zach Polanski taking some votes away from you. And then you've got Reform as well, a threat in the kind of heartland seats in the north of the country, which Labour won back to give them their majority. So he's got a big task at hand. And whether you want to engage with huge reform of Whitehall in that time and not focus on delivering and showing you can do the job, and then if you get another 5 years after that, then tackling those reforms properly. Now, the only kind of clue that he's given so far, beyond the kind of broad strokes and, you know, talk of directions and reindustrialization and sort of vague concepts, is a short video he put out yesterday where he sort of did a ask me anything. He sat in a chair in the middle of Cardiff, the capital of Wales, and the public were apparently able to come up and ask him stuff, although it was put out by his own press team and obviously edited by them. But one thing that he did say was he wanted to spend, someone asked him about adult social care. He talked about the fact his own father currently suffers from Alzheimer's, and he said he wanted to spend political capital on sorting out care. And the national care system is something he proposed in sort of 2009 when he was the health secretary under Gordon Brown. It's never been delivered since, and social care in this country is a bit of a mess. He said that he wants to spend political capital on that, which is telling, because the thing we know about Andy Burnham is he likes being popular. I'll give you an example of policy in Manchester. He tried to bring in a sort of congestion charge to clean up the air, like here in London. But they went as far as putting in all the cameras, the infrastructure, the signage, and then he bottled it at the last minute because it was so unpopular with people in Manchester. They said the public infrastructure in terms of transport wasn't anywhere near London, and you couldn't expect people to pay this. And so he got scared and bottled it. So we'll see whether or not he is happy to be unpopular, which is a key part of being Prime Minister.
Well, it's probably the only part of being Prime Minister for the most part. Vincent McAvinney in London, thank you very much for joining us. That very perfunctory change today at the top of the Labour Party. It'll be Monday by the time they get anything meaningful done in terms of a new cabinet and so on.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.